Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers that are performing the second Jumu'ah are kindly requested to move closer to the minbar, inshaAllah. Jazakumullah khair. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب أشعث أغبر مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's always say Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, we're going through the verses of Suratul Hujurat, ayah number 11 and ayah number 12. And we mentioned in our previous talk that in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions social etiquettes, manners and akhlaq. What are the things that we need to have in us in order to live in a community that flourishes, that thrives, and that our hearts are united and not divided. Now, see, subhanallah, these are the things that we need to bring it into our lives. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Holy Qur'an. The ayah that we started, ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah, ayah 11, three things that often happens in front of a person. That Allah says, you need to stay away from it. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. That a group of people should not make a mockery of the other group. Now, this does not just apply to a group, it applies to an individual as well. That one person should not make a mockery of somebody else. A group should not make a mockery of somebody else. Now, as we've mentioned in our previous talk as well, that mainly mockery happens when we consider ourselves to be superior than them. When I think about myself that I am better than that person, or when we think that we are better than them, that's when we start making mockery of them, and that's when, you know, this mockery begins. But Islam and the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Quran and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that we should not be judging someone just based on their outward appearance. Don't judge someone based on their outward appearance. We don't know what is the level of taqwa that person has got, or what is the status that person has got in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know. That is why the hadith that we've recited, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ مَدْفُوعًا بِالْأَبْوَابِ, that many a time a person with shaggy and dusty hair, and that person who has been driven away from the doors, meaning nobody is ready to talk to him because of poverty, nobody wants to speak to him. Yeah, there's no level of him in a society, nobody wants to talk to him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this person has got such a taqwa that he's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ, if he was to take an oath in the name of Allah that this will happen, Allah will listen to him. Allah will listen to him. We may not recognize him. We may not know, that person is not a famous person. He is just driven away. Nobody wants to see, talk to him. But this person has got this status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know how much close a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we cannot judge anyone just based on their outward appearance. Oh, just because he comes from there, just because he looks like that, just because he speaks this language, just because he's got this accent, that's why. No. We're all equal. How we are determined how closer we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on taqwa, and we don't know the level of taqwa a person has got. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. So a group of people should not make a mockery of the other group. That's why, you know, there is a narration that comes to mind, that once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he climbed on top of the tree to get some stick for miswak. He climbed on top of the tree to get some miswak. As he was on the tree, a wind came and his clothes were, you know, his skinny legs were exposed. Meaning the Sahaba could see his legs, and he was very thin, very skinny. And the Sahaba now started looking at one another, you know, just indicating, see how thin their legs are. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon noticing it, corrected them that you should not be doing in that way. Even though his legs are skinny, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention? لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ, that they are more heavier in the scales than the Mount of Uhud as well. They're more heavier in the scales than the Mount of Uhud. What lesson did he teach us? He taught us this lesson, that we should not go at someone's outward appearance and judge them based on their outward appearance. The main thing, the main point of honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. So the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that if we want unity in our community, then we should not make a mockery of somebody else. Number one. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not insult one another. Do not defame, do not try to put down somebody else. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And interesting, see, subhanAllah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so beautifully in Qur'an. That is why, see, brothers, we need to attach ourselves with the teachings of the Qur'an. We need to come closer to the teachings of the Qur'an. All our, you know, solution is there in the Holy Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Qur'an. That is why, you know, the biggest complaint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will put forward in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be something related to the Qur'an. The biggest complaint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is related to the Qur'an. And Allah has mentioned it in the Qur'an, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, oh my Rabb, my people have abandoned the Qur'an. Oh my Rabb, my people have abandoned the Qur'an. This is the complaint Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So we do not want ourselves to be standing in the line of those people who are getting these complaints from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions that people have abandoned the Qur'an in five ways. People have left the Qur'an in five ways. Just briefly, he says, number one is that today people have stopped recitation of the Qur'an. They don't recite the Qur'an. And obviously he's talking in his time, about 700 years ago. He's talking about in his time, that people have not recited the Qur'an the way they should have been reciting it. Number one. And number two, he says that people have stopped listening to the Qur'an. You know, one is the recitation of the Qur'an, and the other is paying attention to the recitation, listening to the Qur'an. That is also one of the rights of the Qur'an. And number three, he mentions seeking medicine through the Qur'an. How many of us seeks medication through Qur'an? Is that in the Qur'an? So, number one, recitation of the Qur'an. Number two, listening to the Qur'an. Seeking medication through the Qur'an. And number four is what is linked to our topic. See, our community affairs. There will be some dispute in us. There will be some up and down. Every time, whenever these issues come up, we need to resort back to the Qur'an. At-tahakum ilayh. Going back to the Qur'an and trying to resolve our matters through the teachings of the Qur'an and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there is a dispute, if there is an argument going on between two of us, it could be anyone, then we should say, stop there, let's go and see the teaching of the Qur'an. See, read the lesson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll find guidance from there. And if we take guidance from there, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us in the correct direction. So number four, at-tahakum ilayh, taking our matter and resolving it, solving it through the teachings of the Holy Qur'an. And number five, at-tadabbur. Pondering and bringing the teachings of the Qur'an into our lives. These are the things that we need to make sure that we are doing it on a daily basis with the Qur'an, with related to the Qur'an, so that we do not fall in the category of those people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain about on the day of Qiyamah. So number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not defame, do not insult one another. And the third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah is that do not call people with their insulting nicknames. Do not give insulting nicknames to people. Why? Because this will not bring unity in a community, and then you'll end up fighting with one another, and there will be a disagreement, there will be an argument, and there will not be unity in a community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us unity in our community, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding of deen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.